Support comes from the Wiregrass Archives at Troy University's Dothan campus, identifying and preserving historical documents and photographs for research related to the Wiregrass region. More information at troy.edu/wiregrassarchives.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. In late 2022, I visited downtown Florence, Alabama, and talked with Brian Murphy, curator of Pope's Tavern. Archaeology holds the key to the tavern's mysterious story, so we take you there in this History in Your Hands segment. We are on location in downtown Florence, Alabama, and we're talking with Brian Murphy, the curator of Pope's Tavern. This is a historic site. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
As a public historian, what interested you about Pope's Tavern, and what is it?
So Pope's Tavern is kind of a fascinating site for a lot of different reasons, and it's got this history that we can document back to about the 1830s. But it's got this mythology around it that has possibly dated it to about 1811. We've got these myths and stories about it, and that's really why it's a perfect opportunity for public historians to really lend their voice to the interpretation at these sites. So we've got this, we can document back to 1830. We've got these stories that go back to 1811. And really what we're trying to do is figure out what did happen here. What is the honest story that occurred at this site?
Let me stop you there. What are some of the myths about it?
So some of the myths are that it was built in 1811. I've heard that Andrew Jackson stopped there on his way to the Battle of New Orleans. I've also heard that it was a tavern site. I've heard that Abraham Lincoln stopped there. I've heard that Nathan Bedford Forrest stopped there. So kind of this mythology of all these kind of famous people stopping there and using that site. And we're really trying at this point to verify what of that is true and what is more myth.
So how does archaeology hold the answers here?
We're really hoping that because we've exhausted all of our primary sources, that archaeology, you know, because it's a destructive practice, can really help us to understand some of the things that happened at this site outside of the written record.
But you're talking about preservation of artifacts, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. And so the artifacts that are at the museum themselves, they primarily came from a collection that was started at the University of North Alabama in the late 1920s. And so very few items at the museum are actually from that site. So what we are excavating and what we are finding with the Pope's Tavern Archaeology Club is going to be moved into the collection at Pope's Tavern and available at Pope's Tavern.
You are doing some unique things by bringing the public into this discovery. How are you doing that?
So we partnered with the Office for Archaeological Research at the University of Alabama, and we're continuing to partner with them. They did a survey, a site survey, and then they did two test units in August of 2021. And so they started this process and will continue working there to address the sort of larger research questions of what happened here, what can we prove about the site, and what can we uncover about the lives of the people who lived there. But we've taken this a step further with the Alabama Archaeological Society, and we did a junior archaeology day in July of 2022, and we opened up a new test unit and allowed people to look at the process of archaeology at a very up-close level and allowed them to participate in the excavation of Test Unit 3. And so being able to do that, we saw there was such a outpouring of support for that, that we wanted to continue it with the formation of an organization that could continue that work. So we started the Pope's Tavern Archaeology Club. We started that in October of 2022, so not too long ago. And that group meets to not only continue the work, but to learn about more about archaeology and material culture, different forms of archaeology. And we've been meeting, we've had about 3 meetings so far this year, and it's going really, really well. But it's giving people an opportunity to participate in these practices and to learn a little bit more about what archaeology is and how it can be used to address some very important research questions.
Are adults and students involved in this?
Yes, and so we ask that any student under the age of 12 be accompanied by an adult at all times. And we've got some students who show up every time religiously. They're some of our best members, and we're very proud of them. But it is more of a family-type atmosphere with people who, on different levels, getting involved and wanting to be involved in this.
Brian, you said there are many myths out there about Pope's Tavern. Some of these myths involving very famous names in American history. Have any of the artifacts you found at the Pope's Tavern digs answered any of these questions?
No, not yet. And we're hoping that the further we go with this, that then hopefully some of those questions will start to be answered. We don't know that they will. But primarily what we're finding is consistent with mid-18th to late 19th century life. In Florence, Alabama, we're finding bits of pottery, we're finding bits of brick and nails, nothing that predates the 1820s or 30s, and many more falling in that late 19th century date range. And primarily, again, nothing too exciting, but something that adds up to a much larger picture of what was happening at that site.
Obviously, you have generated a lot of interest with this archaeology club. So let me ask you about something basic. Through the years and the decades, people in these areas have enjoyed what I would call collecting arrowheads, pottery shards, whatever. It seems to me that what you are doing is educating them to be part of the scientific process, and rather than having these in personal collections, going to museums like the ones that you're curator for.
Absolutely. I'm a huge advocate for the kind of shared past. And the more that we can all study and all learn about what happened here, I think the better off we all are. And, you know, I've seen very early on what happens when you take pieces of a culture, pieces of the past, and privatize and sell those, or privatize and put them in collections, because it's denying the population an opportunity to access, to be in contact with and learn from those artifacts. And I hope that this is a way of addressing some of that by being an advocate and advocating for sort of a common collection of items that can help us all understand what happened here.
Brian, before we let you go, is there a way that your listeners can keep up with these discoveries at Pope's Taverns that will answer some of these mysterious questions that we've had for years?
We post updates on our website, which is florencealmuseums.com. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook, and we post a lot of the updates on there, Pope's Tavern Museum.
Congratulations on the success of the new archaeology club. It is obviously going great when you have hundreds of people show up.
Thank you very much.
That was Brian Murphy, curator of historic Pope's Tavern in downtown Florence, Alabama. The Pope's Tavern Archaeology Club continues its quest to solve some of the questions surrounding the tavern's origins. Visitor information can be found at the website, florencealmuseums.com. Thanks for joining us today for History in Your Hands, a series with input from the Alabama Archaeological Society. In Focus is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. Located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.